W Mobile.
Friendly Pete, good morning, Ken.
Good afternoon this morning.
How about yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. What happened to you yesterday?
Now I'm drinking coffee before you even got out of the house.
Yeah, at least the truck wasn't broke down. That's all that matters.
Not that the other day when we didn't get New York's, found out that the New York truck got ran off the road, totaled the truck. As far as I know, the driver was all right.
Everybody missed out on the paper, going to be wanting a refund, right?
Credit on their account.
Another truck.
Another truck up and running. People that are doing the delivery of that is a total different company. So they had a backup truck and they running it now.
It was all right, and I guess the truck can be replaced.
The way I see it. So what you got planned for today?
Nothing special. Just normal stuff and trying to stay dry.
Radar showed earlier that we weren't going to get any rain up to 8 o'clock. After that, the radar didn't show anything, so I don't know if we're going to get any more rain today or not, but I feel sure we will.
You get the 50% chance of afternoon thunderstorm starting about 3 o'clock, something like that, same as yesterday. Man, on Saturday, we had a storm it just brewed right over Greer, and it dropped almost 3 inches in 1 hour.
Out on that one.
It was running everywhere, and that's the GSB got 2 3/4 inches.
Had a heavy downpour yesterday, but it didn't last but about 20 minutes.
A half inch yesterday.
It's hot and humid this morning. I've been sweating just about all morning long, boy. I tell you, it's been hot.
Humidity was going to be up. That's what was going to make these storms happen.
Rain and storm all at once, as long as it leaves my greenhouse alone.
Today.
Looking good. I got one tomato plant that's a little bit, almost 5 foot.
No longer than you had the greenhouse.
Two more on its heels. And, well, I should have 3 coming up, about like it. And I got a little old cherry tomato plant. It looks like it might get up about 4 foot.
Little cherry tomatoes.
The yellow ones. If we have a good bumper crop, I'll see that you get some.
Yeah, the yellow ones.
She'll go out there and pick them and stand there and eat them like grapes.
When I walked the dog, I'd walk right by the tomato plant, and I'd grab a couple and eat them on the way.
Goes well. I'm going to have wild muscadines out the ears.
I'll eat them.
Got it.
Be fine, but there isn't enough sunlight right there for it to do any good.
You realize with muscadines, there's a male and a female plant. Bumper crop if everything goes well. A wild plums are starting to come in, but with all this rain and stuff we had, they're wanting to rot.
The yellow ones like you see on the side of the red.
Well, and the red.
Take those things from my aunt. They used to make the best jelly.
What I'm hoping to do with these, if I can get enough of them. I used to have about 200 plants of them out just right down below my house on the edge of the road. The highway department came in and killed them.
Killed them, right? This thing up past 60 miles per gallon. mention that what I was doing, I got up to 61.6.
Steps out on the wallet.
Met with the way gas prices are these days.
This costs me about $15 a night to run.
That's high.
About it. Last year it was running me about $6 a night to run.
Think about that.
Funky on the donkey.
Yeah, roger that. KN4 DFW.
4AP Friday. Well, it has come down a little bit over here. It's gone down about 10 cents.
63 over here.
69 over here. Get together and have it eaten.
At a restaurant, I've been seeing it for a while. I guess it's been there about 3 or 4 years. But it's kind of like down in a hole back off the main road on a little side street. And we decided to try it the other day. It's Italian and Andes Mountains cuisine. And that, man, it was really good. I couldn't complain about anything about that restaurant.
It's our anniversary, so I gotta take Mama out to Red Lobster tonight for supper.
She's made some of them cheddar biscuits last night. Oh man, I love those things.
Sorry. 46 years. Forever.
Half your life, right?
Right. Put salt on it, turn it upside down, and let that old black stuff ease out of it. I still don't like it.
Oh, that little restaurant we found, it's got some killer eggplant recipes in it. Susan don't like it either, but the neighbor made some the other day, and the way he cooked it, man, she really liked it.
Love raising eggplants. She'd fix it up, and I wouldn't eat it, and boy, she just fuss.
Middle of the road with it, right? You either like it or you don't.
What I like about eggplant is the color of it. Now, I like the color of it, but I don't want to eat it.
You have the skin on it when you cook it, for sure.
Should have a bunch of yellow-necked squash coming in one day next week. And my cucumbers are closing in on the squash, so... Hopefully I'll have some of those in a couple of weeks.
Time for all that stuff to start coming in, isn't it?
Got one zucchini plant, and I'm hoping it does well, because I can take that and eat that sliced up and fried all day long.
Big size fried?
Cooked.
And next month, mid-month, we're going to run up to Michigan for a few days, see my son.
Be a good trip. You just be careful when you leave out.
It says it's about a 10-hour drive.
Go back out to Branson, but can't find nobody willing to work.
It's just a little substitute job for a week, right?
I would pay them $600 to run 7 days, but you can't get nobody to work. That's what's irritating. As soon as you tell them you gotta get out and walk apartments, they don't want to have nothing to do with it.
I heard somebody, they worked one day and part of a day and then just walked off.
The younger generation just got plain out lazy.
Gonna be screwed worse. Our generation having to put up with them, or them not having us to carry them along.
That feeling it's gonna be them.
All the workers will be be retired, they'll just be left with all the people that don't want to work, and then they'll be trying to figure out what to do.
Wonder where the free money from the government is, because the government don't have no more money to give them.
Money input quit.
Or on the restaurant, he cannot keep waitresses. They say they make more money sitting at home doing nothing.
In the right restaurant, that's for sure. And that, you know, they ain't went up on their hourly wage in, you know, almost 40 years.
One restaurant was offered to pay the waitresses $7.50 plus tips.
Out west, it was like $10 or $12 an hour plus tips. And they got, Susan got a long week this week because she got to manage some. The owner took off and went to Greece for a couple of weeks after his mom passed. And then he got one of the managers is on vacation, and then a couple of other people are on vacation, and they were already shorthanded. And man, she's got to work about almost 60 hours this week, I think. And I think the only double she has, though, is on Friday.
One tired lady when this week's over with. Still doing the curb service, or they letting them inside now?
I'm wide open, and they even added some of the tables back and that, but they still offer that curbside. But the problem is you just get the people that are just too lazy, you know what I mean? They don't want to come in and pick it up, you know what I mean? They just want you to bring it out. And that, you know, one lady, Susan had to go out there and get the cart and then come back and then go back, take it back out there and then bring the food out there because the lady wasn't dressed to come in. Pajamas.
For the paper yesterday, there's a woman standing in line to get the vaccine, and all she was wearing was a bathrobe.
Ridiculous. I remember one time years ago, there was this young girl worked there with my wife, and that she was, I don't know, bringing somebody to work or something, and the car broke down there on 385. She was in her ducky pajamas.
College kids show up at a restaurant in their pajamas.
Bedroom slippers.
I show up with just about nothing on.
The truck drivers that we got coming in here, some of the women.
Just too hot to put clothes on.
Driving in flip-flops, on to driving a truck in flip-flops, that just kills me. KN4TFW.
I tell you, it's just amazing what some people do. The driveway, I'm going to go in and grab me a cup of coffee, then I'm going to saunter out to the greenhouse and see how it's doing. But I will try and catch you in the morning. You have a safe trip in. Don't work too hard. So 73KM4, and AP will be clear on your final.
You have a good one. Tell Miss Carol we said hey, and look forward to catching you in the morning. KN4TFW.
This morning, it's been kind of quiet while I was listening.
Ed got home about maybe 10 minutes ago.
I know you're rolling down the gate, it's time to go, so I'll say 73 to you, and I hope you have a good day, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon.
All right, 73's Patrick, you have a good one, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon or in the morning. And yeah, Andrew's at the beach, so you probably won't catch him.
Taking his little vacation. 04 HKX mobile and monitoring.